This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate yesterday dealt some setbacks to the Bush administration's agenda. Senators knocked a provision for oil drilling in the Arctic out of a big military spending bill. They forced the House to reconsider a package of spending cuts, and they extended the current Patriot Act, but only temporarily. NPR's David Wellner reports.
The day began yesterday with President Bush at the White House chiding senators, including four Republicans who blocked the renewal of the Patriot Act with a filibuster last week. Calling their action inexcusable obstruction, he urged them to immediately reauthorize the 16 provisions in the act that expire at year's end, just as the House has. But at the Capitol, a bipartisan group of 52 senators signed a letter demanding more time to add civil liberties guarantees to a renewed Patriot Act. And by the end of the day, Majority Leader Bill Frist had dropped his opposition to extending the Patriot Act, a fact he acknowledged on the Senate floor.
As part of the unanimous consent is the six-month extension on the Patriot Act.
Just a day earlier, Frist had argued the House and the White House would never accept an extension of the Patriot Act. Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, who led the push for an extension, said last night that in the end, it was the White House that blinked.
Not a single one of us ever wanted the act to expire. It was only the president and the White House and Attorney General Gonzalez who wanted to play that game of chicken, and they lost the game of chicken. In fact, the Attorney General and the president said there is no way that they would sign any temporary extension.
It's still not clear whether the House will go along with the six-month extension. Frist said he'd not consulted Speaker Dennis Hastert on the issue. Last night, Frist acknowledged yet another setback.
And yes, we did have a failure today, and that failure was not to reach that 60-vote threshold with regard to ANWR.
ANWR, of course, is the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. An enormously controversial provision to allow oil drilling in ANWR was tacked onto a $435 billion wartime military spending bill already approved by the House that awaited Senate action. Its chief proponent was 82-year-old Alaska Republican Ted Stevens. He sought support from Democrats, reminding them of favors he'd done them over the years.
As I look at the minority, I ask any one of you, has any one of you ever come to me as chairman of appropriations or any other function and told me that you needed help for your state that I've turned you down?
But a more elderly colleague, 88-year-old West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, said Stevens was breaking the rules by putting the ANWR provision on a defense spending bill.
I understand the passions surrounding the issue of ANWR, and I honor my friend from Alaska. He's standing up for his state. But I'm standing for the Senate. I'm standing for the Senate. The Senate's rules.
The ANWR provision prompted 43 senators yesterday to block the defense bill with a filibuster. When GOP leaders removed the ANWR provision, the spending bill passed unanimously. Left on it was $29 billion for Gulf Coast reconstruction, as well as a measure banning torture and inhumane treatment of detainees that the White House had earlier threatened to veto. Because of that change, the House must now act on the defense bill again, possibly when it meets later today. There was another moment of drama yesterday.
The Vice President votes in the affirmative, and the motion to concur in the House amendment with a further amendment is agreed to.
Vice President Cheney cast a tie-breaking vote to help pass a $40 billion package of spending cuts. Republicans called that package the Work, Marriage, and Family Promotion Reconciliation Act of 2005. Democratic leader Harry Reid said it was a strange name for a bill that mainly targets programs for the poor and elderly.
The policies being pursued by this Congress are a corruption of our nation's values. How can it be that we're about to cut student loans, Medicare and Medicaid, and then turn around and provide even more tax breaks to special interests and multimillionaires? Have they no sense of decency? Have they no sense of shame?
Democrats did manage to knock a provision from the bill providing lawsuit protection for hospitals denying emergency room care to the poor. That means the House, which barely passed the same bill before leaving town this week, will have to take it up again. Republican leader Frist was not at all happy about the Democrats' move.
Once again, they throw another stumbling block, which indeed means that we have to call back in the House of Representatives, who has left. And I'll have to call the Speaker here shortly because of this really childish antic on the floor, I think.
House Democrats insist on holding another vote on the bill, leaving in question how much really got settled by the Senate last night. David Wallner, NPR News.